Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the podcast that focuses on helping you create space to attract more money, love, and happiness in your life. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great week. And of course, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave a review so I can continue bringing you episodes each and every week. And I want to thank you for your feedback. Someone said, such a great, simple tips to get organized and remove the clutter. Please keep those episodes coming. Thank you so much. And that's from Sober Vibes via Apple Podcasts. Well, in this episode, Marie Mandeville of Taylor My Space shares strategies to help the men in our lives be a little bit more organized. And of course, I will be sharing my product, app, repurpose, and book suggestion for this week. And my question for you this week is, what life hacks have you learned from your dad, the male mentors, the uncles, the grandfathers in your life? And I just wanted to share a few facts. The signs of disorganization. And a lot of you probably already know this, but sometimes you're just late for appointments, you can't find anything, and you always seem to be hit by those surprise deadlines. What do you mean? It's our birthday again. And of course, sometimes we just don't want to let go of things, but which is why I bought Marie Mandeville of Taylor My Space to be our guest today. She started Taylor My Space in 2016. Marie grew up in a fun yet organized household. She always had an entrepreneurial spirit, so with the two, Taylor My Space was created. Her team has taken on various projects from small decluttered kitchens to an entire home. They've helped clients all over the United States. Not only do we organize the spaces, but we implement systems that fit their lifestyles. And the company's passion is to change lives one organized space at a time. So sit back, take some notes. You may want to listen to this again and again, but Marie of Taylor My Space is going to share a few strategies to help the men in our lives get more organized. Well, listeners, I'm excited because, of course, this is the month of June and it's all about the men in our lives, the dads. And I brought on fellow professional organizer Marie Mandeville from Taylor My Space to kind of share with us some strategies to help the men in our life get a little bit more organized. Hello, Marie.
Hello.
So before we get started on the strategies on how to organize the men in our life, what made you decide to be a professional organizer?
So growing up, my father was in the military, so it wasn't how you wanted things, it was how you were told to do things, you know. So it wasn't until I became an adult that I appreciated how organized I had always lived. And when I was 28 years old, I found a family on Craigslist that was looking for someone to clean their home. So long story short, I was able to clean and organize their home once a week, and I was able to earn extra cash. So it wasn't until I feel like then it really sank in that not only am I helping people, but this is what I truly enjoy. So what was that? Almost 9 years ago. So yeah, here we are.
And that is great. So, Marie, when you're working with the men, because, you know, the women, we have our own issues, but what are some of the things you have seen in the past that sometimes they just don't want to let go of?
It's typically the same items. So, for example, it's the white collar shirts, you know, so you can't necessarily see how dirty it is until you take it off. And most clients try to bleach them. They try and take them to the dry cleaners and they still look super dingy. So when you're going to go grab a shirt, you're not going to grab that one. So I say, if you want to evaluate or reevaluate your space, look in the collar of your shirts. If they're dirty or dingy, just throw them out because you're never going to wear them to begin with.
Are there any other items besides that collared shirt?
I would say t-shirts. T-shirts are a big thing, you know, so it used to be that guys were like, you know, the white shirts as undershirts, but now with the spring and summertime, guys will wear white shirts with a, you know, a pair of jeans and a pair of shorts and a nice pair of shoes, and they have a whole outfit. So again, you find those shirts are stained. And when you ask clients, sometimes they want to get rid of them. It's pushback, you know, because one thing that I've learned, I don't know if it's COVID or what it is, but we like to see a lot, you know, so we like to open up our space and we like to see a lot of everything, whether we utilize it or not. So I would say white shirts in general. So whether it be a collared shirt or a t-shirt, reevaluate if you need to get rid of them, and TJ Maxx, Target, you know, it's a good spot to find new ones.
That is so true. That is so true. So in working with the men clients, the male clients, what are some of the ways that you've been able to help them be more organized?
Men work really well off a system. So typically when I ask them, how would they like the space to be organized? They don't really have any feedback, or they're not really asking for any, they don't really want their items organized in a special way. They just want a system. So it's like, if you tell me 1 + 1 = 2, then I know it's 2 and I'm just going to roll with that, you know? So, sometimes they want things folded. Sometimes they want everything hung up. But I feel like it's with men, it's one thing to just tell them how to do it. It's another thing to just go in and set the system up. So, I believe just, how we encourage them and help them is just by showing them how to do it.
And that's interesting. And you're right, because it seems like sometimes women like to be, and we do, we like to be a little bit more involved because, you know, of all the different things that we have to organize. But men are usually just clear cut in what they want to do. So in all that you do, you know, for your clients, what are some of the things that you do just for Marie to help you stay organized?
I feel like I have nightly routines. So every night before I go to bed, it's just something that has to be done. You know, it almost feels weird if I don't do anything. So I mop my floors every other night. We don't go to bed with dishes in the sink. And we don't have laundry days. So it's sometimes annoying, for lack of better words, when you're like, hey, girlfriend, let's go hang out. Girl, I have housework to do. I have laundry to do. So to do 5 loads of laundry at one time makes no sense. I would rather do a load a day, a load every other day. If you have someone else in your household, it literally takes 3 minutes to put away a load of laundry. It's that we like to just let it sit there. So I just say, instead of tackling all the tasks at once, you just tackle small tasks daily. If you have children in the household, utilize them. And don't spend Saturday morning in the house cleaning, because your friends want to hang out with you.
You know, and I agree with that, Marie, because as I got older, I realized that's not something I wanted to do on Saturday, because every Saturday it was just routine. We get up, we do the laundry, we clean the house, we go food shopping, we do this, that. And I was like, I want to really enjoy my Saturday. So like you, I do. I spread my cleaning throughout the week and my laundry as well. So those are some great, great strategies. So
thank you.
How can the listeners connect with you?
Yeah, so my website is Taylor. It's T-A-I-L-O-R, myspace.com. It's like a tailor for your clothes. I'm just a tailor for your life. And then also Instagram is Taylor MySpace. I'm on TikTok as Taylor MySpace. And if you go to my website, my email address and my phone number is on there as well. So Taylor MySpace. I'm on all platforms.
And of course, listeners, you know, I will have a direct link to Marie's website on the show page. So again, thank you, Marie, for taking time out of your schedule today to share with us some strategies on how we can just help the men in our life be more organized.
Thank you for having me.
So I would love to know what tip or strategy you or the man in your life is going to use to get organized after listening to my interview with Marie. Please feel free to share either in social media, or you know, you can leave me a voicemail message on the show page. So now I'm going to kind of piggyback off of Marie and just give you a few more tips on how you can get the man in your life, the men in your life, or even you can use these tips as well to get organized. Purge seasonally. So every season, of course, winter, spring, summer, and fall, purge. Go through things. Go through the closet. Go through sometimes the sporting equipment. So try to do that. Number two, select organizations that are in need of men's clothing. You know, a lot of times, you know, just like women, You know, men kind of, you know, change sizes as well. So they've got some good suits, some good casual wear. So fine, because that is the one thing that a lot of the men organizations, they are in need of, specifically the big and tall. So think about that. Number three, when purchasing new items, encourage him to donate. So he buys a new suit, he buys new shirts, he buys new shoes, gets new belts. And of course, number four, select products designed to organize his items. Maybe instead of him just, you know, he may need just a simple hook for his hat, or he may need a valet for his watch, his change, his wallet. And number five, and this is something we all can use, encourage him to put things back weekly. So, you know, depending on if he works shift work, if he's, you know, doing a lot of traveling, whatever, make sure that just like everybody in the household, once a week, we all put all the stuff back where it belongs, even in his garage and in his space as well. Have you been working on getting organized and feel overwhelmed? Are you challenged by managing your time between work, home, and life? Do you want to organize your life? Let's talk so I can help you. I work with clients to guide them from start to finish by providing them with details needed to clear the clutter and get organized and not feel overwhelmed and stressed. Go to my contact page, schedule a 15-minute session, take the step necessary to create a life you want, and start by doing something today. So make sure you click the link in this show page. So I just want to take a moment to thank you. Thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, for your sharing. Continue to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Pinterest. And I have a Pinterest board, The Organized Man. So there's a board for specifically that. And of course, make sure you check out my YouTube channel as well. As you know, I did a whole series on how to organize our health information, our medical and health information. It is so important that we do that because just recently, you know, I made the decision that, you know, I needed to get the booster, and I went in my book, my little My Body Passport, and I looked, I'm like, because you have to fill all that information out, like when did you have this, when did you have that, and it really made me just kind of go back and kind of reorganize some of my medical information because I still have, get the letters from the doctor saying this with your test results, etc. So it really helps you stay on top of your health. So check those out as well. And if you're thinking, ladies, of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living an organized life. Join today. It's free. You know, I give weekly challenges, but a lot of the members, they have their own goals and focus on what they want to organize. And then when they finally organize that area, they post before and after pictures. It's more like a community of people encouraging each other on their journey and however they, you know, their own pace. So it's not specific in regards to that. And I just love it when somebody posts a before and after and other members come on there and congratulate each other. So I truly love that. So check it out. Well, do you know what time it is? Are you getting your dance, your little jig? It is Toss It Tuesday time. And I want you to consider and suggesting to the man in your life to donate or sometimes sell, depending on what they feel comfortable with, things that he no longer wears or that no longer fits. Because sometimes it's stuff that is no longer feel like, you know, that's not my style anymore. But then there's stuff like ladies, we can't fit it. And, you know, there's things that he can't fit as well. So my app suggestion for this week is Elevate. It's designed to improve our processing speed, memory, attention span, and more. Elevate is a brand training app that has been created in collaboration with education experts. So it's Elevate. My product suggestion for this week, which comes out of my Amazon shop, and thank you so much for all of you who are supporting it, is a hat rail. It's a wall or door baseball cap storage and organizer because, you know, we got those baseball caps. The men have them. Ladies have them, too. I have my own little collection. So that's my suggestion for this week. And of course, my repurpose suggestion is, you know, if he has a home office, maybe there's some things in the home that he truly treasures, but you don't necessarily want part of the decor. Maybe you can use it as an organizing device or in his office. So think about that. Let's think outside the box. And if you do, make sure you tag me in the post. And my book suggestion for this week is Unstuff Life. Kick the clutter habit and completely organize your life for good. And this is by Andrew Mellon. He is the world's most organized man, just in case you didn't know it. Again, Unstuff Your Life. Kick the clutter habit and completely organize your life for good. Andrew Mellon. So my quote for this week is, everybody can be a father, but it takes a lot to be a dad. So I wanted to end that and just say Happy Father's Day. You know, there may be some men out there listening, so I just wanted to put out there have a very happy Father's Day and celebrate you. So I definitely want to thank you for listening. And of course, be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media. Thank you for listening, and especially because I've got the allergies and the voice is trying to go. But again, let me know you enjoy listening to this podcast by leaving a review, and be sure to visit this on my website at www.janetmtaylor.com. Until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week. Organization is a quintessential element of a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to your organizing dilemmas. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized.